The Homeland Security Department came close to having its management functions removed from the high-risk list just published by the Government Accountability Office. Close, but no cigar. GAO said the department has made a lot of progress towards operating efficiently and as a unified department. Here to explain why it's still on the high-risk list, Rebecca Gambler, the GAO's Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues. Ms. Gambler, always good to have you on.
Thank you for having me on the show, Tom.
Tell us what you found at Homeland Security. It had met some of the criteria for getting off the high-risk list, but not all of them?
That's right, Tom. There are five criteria that GAO has for removing agencies from our high-risk list, and those five criteria include demonstrating leadership commitment, demonstrating the capacity to address risks, having an action plan in place, having a framework to monitor progress, and showing demonstrated and sustained progress over time. In our 2017 high-risk update, we found that DHS had met three of those criteria: leadership commitment, having an action plan, and having a framework to monitor progress, and had partially met the other two criteria of demonstrated capacity and sustained progress.
On the leadership one, where they did meet the criteria, a lot of that has to do with the prior Secretary Jay Johnson, who really pushed that unity of effort program, correct?
That's right, Tom. Over time, we've seen sustained commitment on the part of DHS leadership to take actions to address this high-risk area. And we've seen that leadership commitment through regular meetings between DHS senior officials and GAO senior officials, as well as in DHS's regular submission to us of their corrective action plan for addressing the high-risk area.
And you mentioned that they did meet the criterion of framework to monitor progress. What are some of the metrics by which you can measure something like whether a department is operating efficiently and all these components are operating in some integrated fashion?
Within the action plan, Tom, they have metrics associated with different management initiatives that they've put in place to address our high-risk designation, and they've identified performance measures related to implementation of those key management initiatives to track their progress over time. So, for example, they are taking actions to monitor their progress towards strengthening the DHS acquisition process and other things like that.
Now, they were on the list in 2015. I guess DHS management has been on the list since there's been a DHS.
That's right, Tom. Back in 2003, after the department was stood up, GAO designated implementing and transforming DHS as a high-risk area because the department had to transform 22 existing agencies, some of which had their own major management challenges, into one department. And we also found that the failure to address the risks associated with that transformation could have serious consequences for U.S. economic and national security. Now, over time, we've narrowed the focus of our high-risk area to be centered on DHS's management functions, given the progress that DHS has made in other areas. And so the high-risk area now is focused on strengthening DHS's management functions, which include acquisition, information technology, financial management, and human capital.
In the area of financial management, it has been one of those departments that did finally get a clean audit.
That's right. DHS has obtained and sustained a clean audit opinion on its financial statements for four consecutive fiscal years from 2013 through 2016, and that's really good progress on the part of the department. However, within the area of financial management, we've identified additional actions that DHS needs to take to strengthen its management in that area. In particular, we've reported on the need for DHS to make progress in modernizing its financial management systems, which would better position DHS to continue to sustain those clean audit opinions.
And just a detailed question about modernizing financial management. Could they achieve that goal by simply going to a shared service where somebody already has a modern financial system?
There are different options that DHS has pursued over time to modernize their financial management systems. And currently, they're working on three different projects related to the Coast Guard, FEMA, and ICE. And they are in various stages of completion, but DHS is continuing to make some progress related to those modernization projects.
We're speaking with Rebecca Gambler, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And let me ask you about some of the areas where they only partially met the criteria for getting off the list. What is capacity to do this? What do you mean by the word capacity?
When we say capacity, Tom, we mean that DHS needs to be able to illustrate to us that they have the resources to include the people and personnel they need to be able to implement their management initiatives and address some of the outcomes that we've identified for the department. So capacity really refers to personnel as well as other resources needed to implement management initiatives. And in a number of areas, DHS still has some additional work to do. For example, within the acquisition and information technology management areas, we've identified the need for DHS to better assess what staffing needs they have and then take steps to address those staffing needs.
Can the FITARA law, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, help in that particular area?
It may help in that area, Tom.
But too early to tell at this point.
Too early to tell.
But it sounds like the whole area of capacity involves some sort of vertical buy-in from the very top to the component level operators in order to make progress.
That's right. And it also involves input and action on the part of the management chiefs across DHS to include, for example, the chief information officer, the chief human capital officer, and so on.
So if they didn't quite do it in capacity, then I guess maybe that would explain why in the other area that they only made partial progress, demonstrating sustained progress, that would seem to flow from that.
They are definitely linked, Tom, and key to the department demonstrating to us that they have sustained progress across these management areas are these 30 outcomes that we've identified and DHS has agreed to are essential for addressing this high-risk area. And those outcomes, there are 30 of them, they span the range of DHS management functions. So there's several within financial management, several within human capital management, and so on. And to give you some examples of what those outcomes are, it's things like within financial management, obtaining and sustaining a clean opinion on financial audit statements, and also taking steps to modernize their financial management system. In the area of human capital management, for example, some of the outcomes relate to having a strategic workforce plan in place, a strategic human capital plan, and also taking actions to improve employee morale.
And with all those plans in place, they still have to have the capacity to execute them anyway, right?
That's right. And so in order to be able to make progress relative to those 30 outcomes, they need to have the resources in place to be able to implement them and show sustained implementation over time.
There's really no end state, is there, to good management? It is a condition that they have to never let up on.
That's right. And in addressing this high-risk area of strengthening DHS management functions, Tom, we believe that taking steps to address that high-risk area will position the department to strengthen its management functions overall, which will assist DHS as it manages across the department and also across the components.
Now, as the Homeland Security and Justice Issues Director at GAO, you look at this from a functional or mission area standpoint. Do you have any sense of whether other large departments with a multitude of components in them are ahead of DHS, maybe because they've been around 50, 80, 200 years on that score of just good integrated management?
There are other departments that have various functions on GAO's high-risk list, including different functional areas within the Department of Defense, for example. In terms of the progress DHS has made, when DHS was first stood up as a department in 2003, we reported that the transformation and integration of DHS would be a multi-year effort and would really take time to achieve large-scale transformations or acquisitions, such as the department, take years to achieve and fully sustained. And so while DHS has made good progress as it has evolved and matured as an agency, there are still additional areas, particularly from the management perspective, where DHS needs to provide additional attention going forward.
So that big ship still has to keep stoking those boilers.
That's right, Tom. There are still a number of areas, particularly as it relates to acquisition management, financial management, and within the area of human capital management, addressing employee morale issues, where additional attention is needed and more progress. And we're looking for more progress on the part of the department.
Rebecca Gambler is Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
We'll post a link to this interview along with our other coverage of the high-risk list at federalnewsradio.com.